Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. Today's message is entitled Eloquently Speaking About the Spirit of Enticement That Is After Our Young People. Entice is to attract or tempt by offering pleasure or arousing hope and excitement to do something that will lead them astray from the path that they were on. Entice is to lead astray. It is to lure, to seduce, and to tempt. Our foundational scripture is found in Proverbs, the first chapter, verses 10 through 19. And before I get into the scripture, I want to share some of the things, some of the warning signs to let you know that your child is dealing with peer pressure or your young adult. And we have even some adults that are struggling with peer pressure. Behavioral changes. When you see that your child is withdrawn or they're starting to be quiet or they're displaying behavior that's not true to their nature, they're talking back, they have an attitude, anything that's a warning sign to let you know your child or your young adult is not acting normal. A lot of times when young adults are dealing with peer pressure, it's because they simply don't feel like they fit in. And a lot of times when you feel like you don't fit in, you want to do everything that you can to fit in. You want to be a part of the crowd. You want to be a part of everybody that's doing great and wonderful things. And so the struggle continues. Hi, Walt. And as we lift up the young people today that are dealing with peer pressure, that are dealing with enticement, that are dealing with seduction and temptations, although the topic is geared towards young adults and that is our focus, but if you find yourself in any of these categories, then we're just going to keep it going and just pray and let God have his way. But we want to identify some of the behavioral levels, the low moods, the tearfulness, crying, trouble falling asleep or being up late, loss of appetite, overeating, don't want to go to school, don't want to do their chores, and making excuses. So we are going to go to Proverbs, the first chapter, and we're going to start reading at verse 10. Now, as we learn about enticement from a biblical perspective, we are going to pray about the many unique ways that the spirit of enticement is working overtime to lead our young people astray. You see, many of our young people are facing great peer pressure, and the enemy is on an assignment to destroy them. But God has us standing in intercessory prayer, and we praise God for the total destruction of the plans of the enemy against our young people. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So let's jump right into Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 10. When peer pressure compels you to go with the crowd and sinners invite you to join in, you must simply say no. When the gang says we're going to steal and kill and get away with it, we'll take down the rich and rob them. We'll swallow them up alive and take what we want from whomever we want. Then we'll take their treasures and fill our homes with loot. So come on and join us. Take your chance with us. We'll divide up all we get. We'll each end up with big bags of cash. My son, refuse to go with them and stay far away from them. For their crime is their way of life and bloodshed their specialty. To be aware of the snare is the best way of escape. They'll resort to murder to steal their victims' assets, but eventually it will be their own lives that are ambushed. In their ungodly disrespect for God, they bring destruction on their own lives. That's a powerful scripture. In Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 9, verse 10, it says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent not. So I was reading the Passion Translation, but I just read the King James Version for Proverbs 1 and verse 10. And I'm going to read it again. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. So we are exposing the spirit of enticement. And the purpose of the spirit of enticement is to seduce, to lure, to tempt, and to lead somebody astray. And the enemy is after our young people. And in this text, we see the words steal, kill, and rob. So I want to take a look at the culprit here that is working closely with the spirit of enticement. And you can't jump over it if you wanted to. The word of God tells us in John 10:10 that the thief, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm going to read that text. John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So as we begin to pray, we're going to start with a prayer of repentance. And when we start the prayer, we're going to bind the spirit of robbery, because the purpose of the spirit of enticement, the purpose of the allurement, the temptation to lead our young people astray or anyone that's being enticed, is the spirit of robbery. The enemy desires to kill you, to destroy you. The enemy desires to destroy, to rob, to kill, and destroy our young people, but not on our watch. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to pray for young adults tonight. We come in the mighty name of Jesus. We come, oh God, asking that you would forgive us for all of our sins. We come, Father, in the spirit of repentance. For you said in your word, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. Well, Father, we come in the spirit of repentance this evening, and we repent for the sins of our forefathers. Father, we repent for the sins of our family line. We repent for those in our family line that was tempted, that was enticed, that was seduced to do wrong. We repent for those in our family line that stole and robbed others for their own personal gain. And every door that was opened through their selfish and self-serving actions that granted these spirits legal access, Father, we close those doors in the name of Jesus. And according to your word in Matthew 18:18, that says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Father, we bind the spirit of robbery. We bind the spirit of enticement. We bind the spirit of allurement, and we bind the spirit of seduction. Now, God, there are some doors that have been opened. Some of our young adults, some of our children, have been experiencing hardships, disappointments, hurts, wounds, traumas, violations, betrayals. Some are angry. Some are frustrated. Some are irritated. And these are the entrances for the spirit of enticement, the spirit of allurement to creep in and to deceive. And so we thank you right now, God, for closing every door that needs to be closed. And we thank you for opening the prison doors and for setting the captives free in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you would open the eyes of our young people. Open up their understanding and cause a spiritual awakening to take place. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen their discernment and allow them to see the tactics of the enemy and cancel his assignment in advance in Jesus' name. Father, every area of the lives of your children, your young adults, where they feel the pleasure of the seduction, the lie, the falsehood, all of the smooth words, God, that are buttery soft. It sounds good, but it's not good. That spirit of fascination that causes them to be curious, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We apply the fire of the Holy Ghost. May the fire of the Holy Ghost burn the spirit of fascination to sin and allurement, false attractions, falsehood, deception. Father, for all of the areas where our young people are hurting, where they have been disappointed, where they are grieving, where they are angry, where they have been wounded, where they have been rejected, whatever they are feeling, whatever they are experiencing, Father, we call on you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for opening doors for them that no man can close. Father, by faith, we close the spirit of enticement by the blood and fire of God. We decree and declare, oh God, that the enemy has no power, no authority over our young people. We decree and declare that the assignment of the enemy has been canceled. Father, we decree in Jesus' name that every evil snare that has been laid has been broken by the blood and fire of God. We decree that no crimes that were planned, we decree that crimes that were planned has been canceled. And Father, we arrest our young people in the spirit in the name of Jesus. It's not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit that we arrest them, God. We loose a spirit of conviction upon them, heavy conviction, God. Let them know that what they are attempting to do is wrong. And suddenly capture their heart, suddenly capture their attention and cause them to turn and walk away. Strengthen them right now, God, supernaturally. They're right at the edge of making a decision that will change the rest of their lives. So, Father, this prayer is a SOS prayer tonight. This prayer is a special prayer of protection, a special prayer of cancellation of the assignment of the enemy against your young people tonight. And we cover them with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Father, we decree that they are under Holy Ghost arrest. And we decree that they are resisting all forms of temptation. They are resisting the devil, and the devil must flee from them now in Jesus' name. Father, we decree that the gang members that have been harassing them, that have been watching them, that have been seducing them, that has been enticing them and turning and are turning and walking away from their assignments against them. According to your word in Psalms 21. And Father, we thank you for the power of your word that's being released in this prayer. In Psalms 21 and verse 11, God, your word says, "For they intended evil against thee." And since we're praying for young people tonight, God, I'm just going to put young people in there. It says, "For they intended evil against our young people. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shall thou make them turn their back." And I'm going to read that again in verse 12, God. "Therefore shall thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them." So, Father, we thank you and we praise you that the spirit of enticement has lost every assignment that was planned. All of the evil that the enemy intended against the young people that we are praying for tonight, all of their mischievous devices have been canceled. And the spirit of enticement, the spirit of allurement, even the spirit of seduction, where the spirit of Delilah has been laying in wait to seduce our young men. And the spirit of prostitution has been enticing and luring our young women, God. We expose the works of the enemy. What the enemy intended evil against your young people, oh God. They will not be able to perform it. The young boy on the corner that wants to sell drugs to make the easy money, and the drug dealer's been luring him and enticing him with money, with clothes, with food, Father, we bind the spirit of bribery. We bind the spirit of enticement, the spirit of allurement. That drug dealer is turning and walking away from his assignment. When he sees this young boy, he will never look at him again to lead him astray. Because God, you are in control. And for all of our young adults that think making quick money is the answer, we arrest them in the name of Jesus. We arrest those negative thoughts, God. Father, every thought that has been exalting itself above the knowledge of you, We bring it under subjection. We pray for the minds of the young people. And we thank you, God, that every assignment of the enemy has been canceled tonight. And as we pray for the young people that are struggling with peer pressure, as we pray for the young people that are struggling with addictions, God, we pray that you would comfort them. And we pray that as you comfort them, oh God, that you would cause the enemy to turn their backs, to turn their backs and walk away from them, walk away from their assignment. When thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. So, Father, we thank you that you are going to destroy the assignments of the enemy. And we thank you that every snare that was laid for your young people has been broken tonight. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that no crimes will take place. We decree and declare that every evil action, every evil assignment, every plan to do wrong, it has been exposed and shut down by the blood and fire of God. Nothing that they try to do will go right, but everything will turn in their favor. And they will do good, God. We thank you and we praise you for supernaturally strengthening our young people tonight to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Father, we decree and declare that our young people, they will not steal from others. They will not rob. They will not break into another person's house and steal their loot and claim it as their own. And anything that has been stolen, they will give it back in the name of Jesus. Father, we forbid the spirit of robbery to operate in the lives of our young people. And everything that the enemy has tried to do in destroying your plans and your purposes for their lives, use it for your glory, God. We take this time now to pray, Father, that the spirit of condemnation will be broken, the spirit of regret, the spirit of shame, the spirit of embarrassment. Because many of your young people, God, even some of the adults, we've made decisions, we've done things, we said things that we should not have said. We all have been allured, we've been enticed, we've been tempted, we've been seduced, we've been on that borderline. And for those that cross that line tonight, God, we just want to ask that you would have mercy and that you would release your miracle healing power and that they will know that they are forgiven. Father, as you release a spirit of conviction of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the Holy Ghost is loving your young adults, God. The Holy Ghost is falling fresh upon our young people. And our young people are turning away from everything, every person, every place, everything that serves no purpose and has no value in their lives. Our young people are turning away from the spirit of enticement. Our young people are turning away from the spirit of allurement. Our young people are turning away from the spirit of seduction, whose goal is to lead them astray from you, God, in your plans and your purpose for their lives. So we thank you for meeting their unmet needs. And God, as we pray, we break the spirit of regret. What's done is done and we can't change it. But this is a day, God. Today is the turning point of their breakthrough, where they can receive the fullness of your forgiveness and they are able to forgive themselves and are free to move forward. And so we thank you for destroying the spirit of bondage in the name of Jesus. Because the spirit of bondage works closely with the spirit of enticement and the spirit of allurement. And we thank you, God, for your word in Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse, that says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So, Father, as we release this word in the atmosphere, as we stand on the promises of your word, we thank you that your young people know they are in agreement that they are free, God. And because we bind the spirit of regret and condemnation, God, they are free to move forward in you. And we thank you that they will not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. We thank you, oh God, they will not be entangled with the spirit of allurement, enticement, seductions and temptations, the spirit of Delilah. Father, there are so many ways that our young people are being tempted and seduced. But we pray, God, just like when you go to the store and they got the blue light on and it's the blue light special at Kmart. Father, release a sign, release a light when trouble is present. Let them know, God, strengthen their discernment like never before. Strengthen their revelatory gifts, God. Speak to your people, God. Speak to your young adults. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. And let the fire burn bright. And let the fire burn away the dross. Let the fire burn away everything that serves no purpose. Everything that has no value in their lives. Father, we decree and declare in Jesus' name that our young people are shunning all forms of evil. We decree in the name of Jesus that our young people are running after good. They will do good. There is goodness inside of them. There is greatness inside of them. Our young people are seeking to do good. And they are strategically running to the ark of safety. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, God. We thank you for protecting, shielding, covering your young adults, God, your young people, your children, with the precious blood of Jesus. And we thank you for hiding them under the shadow of your wings, where your truth is their shield and their buckler. Father, we thank you for Psalms 91, that is a prayer of protection. And we pray a prayer of protection over our young adults. And we want to say thank you, God, for the power of your word. Father, we thank you for exposing the works of the enemy. Father, as I pray about the spirit of enticement, I can't help but think about Nehemiah when he was building the walls, and Tobiah and Sanballat, they came to entice him. They came to allure him. They came to get him off of the wall, off of his assignment. And so, Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus that we thank you for exposing the spirit of Tobiah and Sanballat. Father, they didn't see the work that Nehemiah was doing. All they did was heard about the work that he was doing. And many of our young people, God, you set them up to do great things. Great things are happening in their lives, but you are about to do great exploits. You are about to break barriers. You are about to break protocols. And the enemy knows. The enemy heard about your plans. And so the enemy sent out curses against your young people, God. But your word clearly tells us in Isaiah 54 and verse 17 that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. So we celebrate you tonight, God, for making a way of escape. God, we celebrate you for the spirit of Tobiah and Sambalot that did their assignment well, but their assignment failed because of your promises in Psalms 21 and verse 11. You said that the enemy will not be able to perform their mischievous devices against your people. Now, God, I give you back your word in Nehemiah 13 and verse 2. It says, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. So, Father, everything that the modern day Tobiah and Sambalot is trying to do to your young adults, to our young people, to our children, Father, all of the curses that have been sent against your young adults, we celebrate you tonight that every curse has been turned into a blessing. We celebrate you tonight for spiritual awakening. We celebrate you that every enticer is under arrest of the Holy Ghost and their assignments are canceled by the blood and fire of God. We celebrate you tonight, oh God, that every evil device of the enemy has been canceled. We celebrate you, oh God, for every wicked person that is laying, lurking privily, waiting to attack and to pounce on your people. Father, the allurement to sin, the allurement of sin has been exposed. The spirit of robbery that was operating through Tobiah and Sambalot, we thank you right now, God, that it was not successful with Nehemiah, and neither will it be successful with our young adults. And we give you the honor, we give you the glory, hallelujah, we give you the praise. Because God, you are exposing the works of the enemy tonight. And we give you all of the honor, we give you all of the glory, we give you all of the praise. We thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we exalt you, we celebrate you for what you have done tonight in destroying the assignment of the enemy. We thank you for turning curses into blessings. And we even thank you for those that were dealing with situations where snares had been laid, God. We thank you for a deeper understanding of the operations of the spirit of robbery. Because just about everything that we go through, everything that we deal with in regards to spiritual warfare, the spirit of robbery is present. And the purpose of the spirit of robbery is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. So as we come to the close of this prayer, God, we thank you that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you for hiding our young people. We thank you for protecting them. We thank you for shielding them. And we cover them with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for going before them and making the crooked places straight. As we pray a prayer of protection, we also pray a prayer of success, academic achievements. We loose scholarships, tuition, everything that they need for school, school supplies, books, housing, food, shelter. Father, whatever the needs of your young people are, some of them need employment, some of them need vehicles, some of them need better relationships with their parents, with their family members. You see, God, the spirit of enticement has caused a lot of havoc, and it has caused division in some relationships. And so as we pray this prayer, we also thank you for restoration, God. You said in your word that the waste places shall be restored. And when Nehemiah was praying the prayer, his goal was to restore the waste places, to rebuild the walls, God. And we thank you for your young people that are building, your young people that are rising up, your young people that are doing great things. And we thank you for the enemy that is laughing at your young people, God. Ha, ha, ha. But God, you will have the last laugh. You will have the last say. And so we just want to praise you for being our young people, their refuge and their fortress, their God in whom they trust. Father, your word says, surely you shall deliver them from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And I'm excited right now, God, because the snare has been broken. Not only has the snare been broken, God, deliverance has taken place. For you said in your word, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We thank you, Father, for covering your young people with your feathers and under your wings. They are trusting in you, God. You are their shield. You are their buckler. And our young people, they shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh your children, your young adults, and the young people that we are praying for tonight, O God. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because they have made you, Lord, their refuge, even the Most High, their habitation. We decree and declare that no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. God, you have given your angels charge over your young people tonight. Not just tonight, all the days of their lives. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this prayer will sustain them, God. That it will strengthen them. And we thank you for keeping them in all of their ways. Father, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. The angels shall bear up our young people, O God. And we thank you for your word that says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because my young people, my young adults, my children have known my name. And they shall call upon me, and I will answer them, and I will be with them in trouble, and I will deliver them, and I will honor them, and with long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation. My, God, you are an awesome God. And we thank you for the fulfillment of your promises in Psalms 91. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you that you are a divine refuge for our young people. You are their fortress, God. We thank you that it is in you that they have put their trust, God. We thank you that the Spirit of the living God is falling fresh upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for those that was ready to walk away from you. They was borderline of backsliding. But God, tonight we snatch them out of the enemy's hand and we celebrate you for a mighty victory and a mighty deliverance. We thank you, God, that your children, your young adults shall be fearless. Because you said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. So, Father, we loose a spirit of fearlessness, and we bind the spirit of fear, and we render it powerless. And we bind the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of divination, rakashata. Oh God, the spirit of sorcery and demonic manipulations, we cut cords right now in the name of Jesus. We destroy soul ties, familiar spirits. Hallelujah, God. Disconnect them in the second heavens, God. Set them free completely. Thank you for a mighty deliverance. Thank you for removing scales from blinded eyes. Thank you, Lord, for loosing a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Father, your word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and shall mount up on the wings of an eagle. Let the eagles arise. Bless our young people, our young adults, our children, God. Cover them with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for renewing mindsets. Thank you for creating in them clean hearts and renewing in them a right spirit, oh God. Thank you for the new thing that is springing forth. Thank you for ordering their steps in your word. Thank you for leading them into your paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you for those that are about to graduate. Thank you for those that are about to go to college. Thank you for those that have started businesses. Thank you for those that are working. Thank you for promotions. Thank you for increase. Thank you, God, for making all things new. And for all of our young people that are running after you, God, when they catch you, let the fire fall fresh. We honor you tonight. Thank you for those that took the time to join me for this prayer, God. I pray a special prayer of protection over them, over their families, over their homes, over their vehicles,
And any snares that have been set for them, I cancel the assignment of the enemy against their lives. And I thank you for someone that has a contract that's waiting to be signed, waiting to be approved. God, we thank you for your approval. We thank you for everything that needs to be done. And we thank you for everything that's been done to try and stop this contract from getting approved. Thank you for being glorified. Thank you for being exalted. Have your way, God. Continue to lead us and guide us into your paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And Father, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all of the praise as we close this prayer, God. Continue to minister to us and speak to us. Help us to dig deeper into your word and to learn how to overcome the snares of the enemy and how to overcome enticement, God. When we find pleasure in things that we do or things that's introduced to us, God, give us the strength to say no, because you anointed us to say no. But God, sometimes we want to say yes. But we thank you that you have empowered us to say no tonight. Help us to grow in your word and to fall intimately and passionately in love with you and with your word as we study to show ourselves approved unto you. Excuse me. Workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we thank you for this prayer. And we seal it in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining me. I am looking for intercessors that are willing to stand in the gap with me for our young people, children, and young adults. The spirit of enticement has been exposed and removed tonight. And we give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God all of the glory. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.